We are certainly meeting live at the same format as last time, so see if I'm switching over. I've just left my first two meetings in. I have mailed you the minutes of the last meeting, just to save time.
Okay, cool.
And is there any questions you have that arise from the last meeting that particularly bother you?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay, cool. Then we shall start with a presentation from Raj.
Yeah. Hi, this is Raj again. In this meeting, I'm going to discuss what the trend is watching. How this trend is going to affect our market potential and how important it is. So we have to work on this. First of all, methodology. The methodology to find out the trend was done in a way. We have done a not only recent mood control market survey, but we also considered the latest fashion trends of the market, because we think that this is also a factor which will affect our sales and profit. So what are our findings? In our findings, we have seen that when we did our remote control market survey, we found that people do have preference for those fancy mobile remote controls which look and feel very good, rather than having a functional look and feel good. So this clearly indicates their preference for the design, their outlook of the remote controls. So we should consider this factor as the most important factor, because this factor is twice as important, the second factor, which is further twice as important as the third factor. So this factor becomes the most important factor in our designing our remote controls.
The last one is most important.
No, the first one is the outlook of the mobile. It should have a fancy outlook,
okay.
So fancy design. Rather than just having a functional look and feel good, it should have a fancy look and feel good. The second most important aspect is that remote control should be a technologically innovative. We must have some technological advancement in the remote control, that rather than just putting it as it is, as the other remote controls are. So it should be technologically innovative, like glow in the dark or speech recognition, something like that. So that indicates our technological advancement. And the third most important aspect to take into consideration is that it should be easy to use. Like, it shouldn't be too much complicated. There shouldn't be too many buttons on this mobile remote control. It shouldn't be too complicated, and like this way. And it should be and customers should be provided with manuals that is easy to understand in their local language, something, so that they would know how to use these remote controls. When we did our recent fashion update shows that.
Sorry, I'm just eating green vegetables. I don't know how we're going to incorporate that.
We have to, because you can see how people have related their clothes, shoes and furniture, everything with fruits and vegetables. Because the world is now changing its trend towards organic,
okay.
Becoming more and more organic. Becoming
big sponge, man.
So
that's very good.
So something like that we should do.
Okay.
And people, the feel of the material is expected to be spongy rather than just having a plastic look, hard look.
Well, that's good. That's what
yeah.
We want to
yeah.
Predict.
So that they could play with it while handling it.
Okay.
So that should also be taken into consideration. So these are my views.
Okay, the spongy, not real spongy. You can think like rubber would be good, or so really want to
The rubber which is good for health and which is quite disposable,
Okay,
that we can
quite
take into,
disposable.
yeah. Because it shouldn't be have any harm to the environment also, because our company is very well reputed for taking all these concerns into consideration. So we don't want to have any harm to the society.
Cool.
That's all.
Pretty much. Well, there you go. That's what I think of when I think of
I remote
remote
control.
control.
Yeah.
Let's see the other
And
thing.
were there any factors that weren't important in the survey that they said we don't want?
We didn't find out any such point.
Okay.
Yes, there could be, but we couldn't find out any.
Cool. What is it?
Functionality.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, it's suggested.
Can I take one? Is that Andrew?
No,
Yeah,
he's gone,
yeah,
he's gone.
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and then F5, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the interface concept. Yeah, the interface specification, what people, how they interact with it, basically, I think. So the method we looked at existing designs, what's good about them, what's bad about them, looked at their flaws, we're going to look at their flaws and everything. And what the survey told us and what we think would be good, so a bit of imagination. The findings, I've got some pictures to show
Imagine that's
you.
the rocket in
Yeah.
there.
Okay, so most remote controls use graphical interface where you have got buttons and you point it rather than having the output as a stream of text or something. And we also found that there's inconsistent layout which makes it confusing. So I think for our remote control, there is some inconsistency already in existing in between remote controls, but I think the standard kind of shape and plane, those kind of buttons like the top right for on and off or something, I think people find that important because then it's easy to use. And we've got some pictures of some new remote controls to show you. Do I press escape F5?
No, just escape.
Escape, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I still haven't got the trackball on. Yeah, okay. So these are some of the pictures of existing ones. I will just talk you through them. This one is voice recognition. And that's the kind of idea we're going for. There's an LCD thing which we thought could get a bit confusing and a bit expensive as well for us. This one is got a kind of scroll like a mouse, which,
Like the middle button.
yeah. But I'm not exactly sure how you'd use that, like
It's
with
kind of like
the
scroll at
computer
that.
com.
If I'm thinking of the right one, I've got the same thing in front of my monitor. You scroll it, and then when you reach the sort of menu item that you require, you press the
That's
middle
like
as
the
well.
LCD one, is
Right,
it?
okay.
But the one below that has got like a little scroll function on the side, but I presume that the functions must come up on the TV screen.
Yeah,
I think that's
presumably.
what that is. So it's just a few ideas. Again, that's just quite boring shape, grey. Looks quite space-agey, but too many buttons, I think,
Yeah,
on that one row.
looks like something out of Jet.
Yeah, it does look kind of dangerous.
That's
This one I thought was really cool. It's got the programmability function that we talked about. You can put it in there as speak kids, and it's quite an organic shape, and the little circle around that's pretty cool. And that's really easy to use, bright, so I like this one a lot for our design. I think something like that would be good. Of
Yeah,
course, you
I
have
mean, the
room.
one thing I think about these ones is these secured areas. I've seen a lot of them with the cover missing.
Right,
So
yeah.
like have it hinged rather than sort of clip
Yeah,
on.
that's true, yeah. So maybe that could be built into one thing and it comes up on the TV or something. And this one, the oversized one, I don't know about you, but I think it's a bit too gimmicky. I don't think
Yeah,
that
I mean,
will
is that
sell
not
very
sort of to
well.
assist the blind or something, isn't it?
I guess so. I don't know. I think
Sorry,
that's a
it's
bit.
creepy.
Blind don't watch TV.
Exactly.
They don't even listen to it, have they?
Yeah. And this one is just pointing out. I like some of these things, the raised symbols and everything, but it's pointing out that this one, the volume, it's kind of pressing down, but it would actually go up because of
Right,
the shape.
okay.
So that's a bit confusing. But the buttons on this, I think, are it's just showing you how you can have different buttons that help you the same. So that's quite cool.
And people tend to recognize certain shapes to do certain things anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So those are some of the findings. So we need to combine those ones. And I've just got an email from our technical department saying that they have broken through with some new speech recognition software that you can
Brilliant.
program in.
It's handy.
Yeah, it is. It's very handy. So I think maybe incorporating that in our design would be good. Is you program it, like you say, record, and then play, and then record directions and stuff like that. So that's, and it's
Some
much,
basics.
yeah. So that's quite cool. Personal preferences, just some imagination. The raised symbols I thought were good. The LCD, it does look smart, but I think maybe for our budget, do you think that would be a bit too expensive to have the
The LCD and the other stuff, I think.
and speech recognition? So I think we're definitely going for speech recognition, aren't we?
But in our market survey, we have seen that people are willing to pay more. But they want the quality, they want fancy look, they want some new design, something new.
But our budget.
You still got to get to the
Yeah,
top 50.
so even if we increase our cost a little bit within some limits, and we give something new, technological advancement, as well as new design with fancy outlook, I think we will meet the requirements and we will be able to have good sales
Okay.
in the market.
I'm not sure if
Yeah, but
that's 25 euros, 12 euros 50
Yeah.
manufacturing cost of the thing at the moment.
I can't see that. Although, I mean,
The
to
LCD.
be sure, they have got, I mean, they are going increasing with the LCD technology now, so that you've got your LCD TVs and everything, so maybe they're smaller. But I mean, like, the black and white, I guess, it just doesn't look funky enough.
No.
But, I mean, like, even mobile phones or whatever now have colour LCD screens, at
Yeah.
least. I mean, I wouldn't know about the costs of them.
But
Top
And
50.
that's notwithstanding, is it too complicated? Is it going to be too much just overload?
Yeah, that's the thing.
It will be easy because there will be on LCD screen, there will be different icons. They can just click OK, whatever
The
they
thing
want.
is, when you use your remote control, you never look at it, right?
Yeah.
You're looking at the
Yeah,
TV,
that's
and
true, yeah.
I mean, it just seems kind
And one of the
of like a
survey
nuisance.
findings was that they wanted it easy to use, so I
Right.
think I'm not sure about the LCD. It's great, it's a good idea, but for our budget and for the thing we're trying to go for, easy to use, it's not the thing we should go for, I think. Child friendly, I thought this was good. As you pointed out, the bit, it often goes missing, especially with children. But it's a good shape, and the organic is kind of, we could make a vegetable-y kind of round shape, I think.
So would
Yeah,
you
oh, I mean, we could make,
Yeah, I know,
well,
carrot.
since we're going for the sort of company colours, I think your lemon wasn't there for
The lemon,
if
or
it doesn't work, you
But
know,
we
just
don't
made
want
a
it to be,
lemon.
yeah. Child friendly, yeah. Easy to use. It seems quite easy to use. I like the different shapes of the buttons and stuff. I think that's a good
I
idea to
like the
go
colourful buttons as well.
for. Yeah. And the mouse one, I thought it was a good idea because people use mouses now with the scrolling thing.
I mean, we are marketing to sort of 35 to
Yeah.
35, so most people will have come in contact with that
Yeah.
kind of use.
So they'd be able to use that. And as I said, I think I presume it would come up on the screen.
Yeah.
So there
And
you go.
that means you get to bump that bit to the TV makers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the user interface. It's nice.
there a lot of options that we're gonna have to choose from among?
Yeah,
And
looks like it.
I'll give you the I guess technical considerations for those. I'm gonna use a whiteboard just cause we haven't used it.
Yeah, I was just thinking myself, same thing.
So the way I'm gonna do this is we're gonna take a look at some old remote controls, see how they work. Reuse the vital kind of essential pieces of it, and then we'll throw in our new innovations, and keep it all in the budget. So,
Magic one.
looking inside a very simple remote control, this is what they sent me. Okay, here's the competition, I suppose. You open it up, there's a circuit board inside. And there's a chip processor, the TA11835, which receives input from the buttons.
So this is a standard off-the-shelf kind of a chip, is it?
Right, it's a very cheap remote. This remote costs nothing. So that takes the signals from the buttons and translates it into a sequence of pulses that it then sends to the amplifier, which is made of some transistors and amplifiers and op amps. And then that gets sent to the LED light, which I can kind of see as a little red light bulb at the end.
Right.
And that sends out the infrared light signal to the television. So this is kind of the bare essentials that we need to have in our remote control, because
Okay.
it defines
So can we make them to pretty much any size we like, or is there a minimum?
No, I mean, this is a very old one, so not all the new technology. This is a minimally small and cheap thing
Almost
to do.
achieving.
Right. So this is what we need to have for soon. So as I said, we got the outer casing, which we have to decide, you know, what's it gonna be. The board, we have to use basically the same setup. Processor, we'll probably use a more advanced processor than I had. Amplifier and transmitter are all standard. So for the casing, this is an email I got from our manufacturing team. You know, we have a bunch of options from wood, titanium, rubber, plastic, whatnot. Latex, double curve. So, lots of choices. What do you think? Or
Well,
sponge, I guess, is among them,
I mean, like latex has a kind of
sponge.
spongy feel to it, doesn't it?
It's very elasticy for sure.
Yeah, and that would also give it kind of durability, and it's also sort of relatively cheap to cast. So maybe a sort of plastic, the initial plastic with a latex kind of sheath.
Okay, so here, plastic, latex.
I like the rubber, the stress balls, I think, you know, that
Right,
could be
okay.
a bit of a gimmick, like just
Oh, the latex
gives a
something.
hole to them.
So something with give to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that might be quite durable and easy to chuck
The
around.
color is yellow, right?
Yeah.
Or at least incorporate.
Yellow incorporates the
Yeah.
yellow.
I mean, if we're going to, we're sort of, I don't know what other
I think
just standard silver kind of other parts or
Yeah, the buttons, like, because there's going to be the cover, the rubber or the plastic casing, and then the buttons, and probably two different colors. Or if we're
Okay.
having buttons, actually.
So yellow for the body, and then what color for the buttons?
I quite like the multicolored buttons myself.
Yeah?
So multicolored
You
buttons.
do have ones like plain, could be green or on and off is red and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, or yeah, maybe
Makes it
even just a
easy to
limited multicolor so it doesn't look too childish,
Yeah,
perhaps.
that's true. Because that blue one did look
Yeah.
quite childish.
Although, I mean, it also comes to shape as well. I mean, if we are going to make it a double, I mean, double curve sounds good to me. If we're talking about sort of ergonomic ease of use,
Yeah.
it'd be comfier, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so the shape, we want to go how exactly, maybe double.
Like an hourglass kind of figure, is that what you're thinking of? Or
Yeah,
just
that's
like
yeah
a.
that that'd be that's sort of comfortable to hold, easy to hold, so you don't
It's
drop
not.
it.
What
Yeah. come with two remote controls.
Well, yeah, I mean, like.
I forget how the banana shaped remote control, cause it's yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lemon might be a little
But then
hard
how would
to
you
grip.
point it?
Yeah.
How would you point it? What?
It doesn't matter which end you want, it's you have a little LED on each end.
Clearly does.
Yeah, I appreciate this idea, because then this will help us in our advertisement also, and we can relate it with fruits and vegetables, the people's choices, that what our data shows that.
Yeah.
So this.
Wait, that's another idea.
So spongy.
Rubber banana.
I mean, the
Okay.
does seem a bit again childish for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe just draw on the kind of green vegetable shape. What else did you say about fashion? What was the trend?
The fashion trend shows that fruits and vegetables, like people now.
And spongy.
Maybe identifiable fruit or vegetable, so it would have a stem perhaps.
Maybe, yeah.
It'd be sort of
Like
axially
what's
symmetric.
what's that, I don't even know the name of this, I'm kind of, you know, it's like looks like a little snowman kind of thing. I don't know the name of that.
So it look like this kind of?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like a gourd?
Yeah, I think that's what they are.
Or a stash.
Cause that you can hold it in like the bottom bit and.
And it has a clear top and bottom,
Yeah.
so you know it transmits from this end.
I don't know where the hell I'm off.
I don't
That
know,
would make us
what
50
do
million
you think?
euros. Well, I guess it kind of, you don't necessarily have to have it sort of clearly identified as a fruit, just
No.
have that kind of fruitish shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, then only we can relate it.
Yeah, we can relate it by advertising
Yeah,
more.
exactly.
So double curved, single curved, what do you feel?
Or we can do something, we can design 2-3 shapes and we can have a public survey. Let the public choose what they want.
That's a good plan, that's a good idea.
Okay, I guess since you're the marketing guy.
Yeah, sure. I'll be happy to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
And buttons, did we say different shapes of buttons?
I mean for the specific functions, you know, up and down, play, stop. They've got standard sort of intuitive
So
things that are always used.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like it.
with a scroll wheel or no?
Yeah, with that scroll wheel. Speech
recognition. Speech recognition, I think. So we need a microphone, presumably.
Put the microphone. Yeah, there's a microphone.
Yeah.
Where should
I mean, are we sure that scroll wheel does give ease of use?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, those ideas I saw were just the inspiration, I think.
Glad we're not doing this
today. Yeah, I can. No, I'm not sure.
Okay, well,
I
we
can
do some user tests with scroll wheel.
Yeah.
And I think if this new software for the sound recognition is then keep in the microphone.
So, should the microphone be just anywhere on it?
I would put it sort of sub centrally so it's. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it can be sort of held and. Well, I don't know. We're really going to need to hold it if it's going to be voice recognition.
Well, we can.
Oops.
So let's not use the whiteboard anymore. So what else was that? What about the glow in the dark thing, the strip around it?
I still like it.
Because we've got the technological innovation with the speech recognition.
Yeah, some of it's just going a bit too far. I mean, we are pushing it probably with funny fruit shapes.
Yeah.
Don't want to sort of
Especially with yellow. Because
I mean, like, how good is the speech recognition thing? Do we want to go for buttons at all? Do we want to just have a device that maybe sits and pretends it's a fruit?
That you put in the fruit bowl.
Yeah, you know, and then
They
you
can
just
work
start,
from
I mean,
a, you don't have to work.
everybody's got fruit bowl in front of the telly.
It could even encourage healthier habits for television watching.
Make them saw make them think of fruit,
yeah.
Just make sure they don't eat the remote.
I mean,
yeah, do we
some I like think of a fruit that could sit sort of independently on its own, like I don't know, an apple.
Mm.
It's just apples, so you have apples then.
I quite like the design of that, because that could sit on its own and it's quite
okay, yeah,
quite sturdy base.
Yeah.
And as you say, we don't want to be too ridiculous with the fruit things.
Yes,
but yeah, about the speech thing, it doesn't have to be handheld and close, it can set a distance.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you could actually. Yeah,
or
give you the options.
We can do one thing. We can just have a remote control and getting some different shapes, different fruit shapes, in such a way that any casing can be could be fit into this mobile general things. So whatever people want, like if somebody wanted in banana shape, we will put that casing onto that mobile phone.
So a selection
it will
casing.
And
yeah,
it kind of fits with marketing.
Sorry?
You said about disposable earlier. People want disposable things. So
like if
like
this
choice.
Is a like if this is a mobile phone, we will design casing in such a way like. Half of we need not to have a full cover.
Yeah.
We will just have a half of cover, okay?
Like
if somebody wants it
yeah.
in banana shape, we will fit banana shape casing onto that. So it will give a banana shape look. If somebody wants it in apple shape, we will design that. We will put apple shape casing on that. It will give apple shape look.
Okay.
So in that way you can have any means whatever you want.
Okay.
Without
Leave the buttons in the same place.
Yeah, button will be on the upper
those
side.
Those,
buttons will be on the upper side.
Oh, that's the other
yeah.
side. Oh,
buttons
okay.
will be on the upper side. Lower side, we will just put the casing. So half of that will be look.
Half
the
of fruit.
Yeah, not
oh,
not
yeah.
the upper side. So from lower, you can means while you are holding from this side, you can have banana look or apple
okay.
look whatever.
Okay.
So in that way, we need not to have different shape mobiles everything. We will just design casing, fruit shape.
I think if you're going to have a fascia, then you want to have it so that it does go for the buttons. Because I mean, if you think about it, if they're wanting it because they want to look at it, if they're using it and what they want to look at is facing away from them, it doesn't really. You know, because that would be in the palm of the hand, you wouldn't be able to see
yeah.
it. Unless you have sort of you've got the buttons up on one side, and you get the fascia on the other side with the microphone so that you can place it face down. And you've got the fascia, and you can just talk at the.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
So you've narrowed it down to half a dozen options.
Yeah. So I guess we decide on the material, right? So the spongy, latex, rubber,
yeah.
everything, feel good. And the colors we got down.
Yeah.
And the shape, maybe we'll just make it kind of mix and match type of shape or.
Well, because, I'm not sure if we should go so far in the whole fruit thing, because I think we should maybe just take the inspiration from the fruit, and,
okay, should we stick with what we've got there?
I think we're trying to get to 25, 35-year-olds want it quite trendy as well. They said they wanted something that looks fancy, and I think maybe fruit could be a bit too much of a gimmick, but something ergonomically shaped and organic, like big to hold. Based on fruits and natural things like that.
Okay.
Because already we're going a bit gaudy with the yellow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could make it a nice pale yellow.
Well, it's kind of got the BR company's yellow.
Okay.
So, again, I mean, like, we could have, we could quite easily have the main body be a different
Yeah. Maybe
colour,
we could
have
that pale yellow and then an outside bit bright yellow with like, the logo, the slogan.
Yeah, very loud, yeah. I mean, even if I mean, not necessarily that the whole body has to be of the company colours. So
yeah.
you know, blue and yellow tend to go to well together. So you have the main body blue with the yellow logo and slogan running
yeah.
up on side of it, kind
yeah.
of thing.
Uh-huh.
Sort of.
Okay. As for the energy source, almost every remote control uses just batteries, but
we don't have to be limited by that, we can use a hand dynamo.
It's, I think it's basically, the more you move it, it's got a wee thing inside that just kind of powers it.
So it watches, like,
Yeah.
So it's like an idea for something that people really wanna grab
Yeah,
and shake it.
Yeah, like those watches that you first,
So
that's
right.
quite
it's not working.
You
I guess people's
it,
natural
it.
Reaction anyways to shake the thing.
But do you think that it will be a good idea to use dynamo? These type of cells, because then people have to, like if this cell is out.
It does leave them an obligation to.
Yeah, to.
Especially if they want to use it specifically as voice activated.
Most of the people.
Then they have to pick it up and then activate it and then,
Okay,
that's
okay.
True.
Right, what are the other options?
The solar power.
Solar power will also not be a good idea because then they have to keep their mobiles outside and solar energy and the days when there is no solar sunlight.
I'm with Raj on that, I think.
I think we should a rechargeable battery will be a good idea. They can
That idea that I thought just on the basis of like ridding them of batteries and that kind of bother.
And we're
is
very
having,
environmentally friendly.
Yeah, having a rechargeable stand so that not only it doubles as a stand but for using it as recharging it but also for using it as sound recognition.
Like a hand, like one of those portable phones.
Yeah,
kind of
that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So a rechargeable battery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The user interface, the buttons, I guess we talked about this, but
What's chip on print? What's
The electronics, basically the more features we add, the fancier chips we need to buy and put in, which adds to the cost, as we can expect. I think we can keep it all on the budget. So the speech thing, we said our research and development department came up with some breakthrough.
And if we're just having buttons and the speech, then we're getting our cheapest option of chipping. That's good. I just deleted that whole thing. We're kind of running out of time, so if you could was that you? That was your bits covered up. Just accidentally deleted what I was supposed to say next.
Control that thing.
Mine seems to have turned off.
I just touched the pad.
We don't touch the mic.
It's actually shut down.
It's on, but there's nothing.
Okay. Our next meeting in half an hour, and what I would like you guys to do is work on giving me a model in clay.
Oh, I get to do it too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Luckily we chose a nice simple shape.
Yeah.
And further instructions will be sent by your personal coaches.
Okay.
That's good.
Save everything to the shared documents. Is that right?
I hope I can recover this because I've accidentally deleted it. Which doesn't really help me much. Yeah, can you save that and send that last one again, please, Raj? I still can't find it on there.
It was under a different name. I mentioned in shared document.
Okay.
Quality components. You didn't get that.
No.
I'm inside.
Okay, thank you.
I'll put it in shared documents.
Project document.
Sorry, I put it in the shared documents.
Alright, it goes there automatically if you put it in project documents. Project documents is on the desktop.
But I can't open that because it asks for some username and password.
Let's show you.
up on my agenda.
Okay.
Presumably it's placed somewhere.
You know all the work with Clay?
I do, yeah. Oh, we forgot to talk about the weight.
Yeah, that's good.
Books.
Light, please,
Weight.
Light, okay, light. And we're pioneers in space age materials.
Yeah, Clay. And we're using this basic chipset, so it's all good.
Are we done with our meeting?
I think we're almost done, yeah.
You have to keep your pen separate because I use your pen.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, still gonna manage to get down all the last bits, so we have rechargeable and okay, so we came up with that, that's okay. Supplements. See?
Cool. Fun.
Should've got something like that. See, I knew that, I should've sort of engineered it so we ended up making a difficult shape. It's for cruelty.
Yeah.
Bananas easy to make, but roll down.
I don't know if they mean like literally make it sort of buttons and everything.
Buttons are easy.
No,
Should
but
we
yeah, we can get buttons.
Place them on.
No, I think that's us, our discussion over, unless anybody's got questions or confusions, because I'm confused.
Don't we usually get a questionnaire?
No?
Yes, no.
That's good. We'll probably get a questionnaire in a minute. It's
Thank you.
There we go, we're in for this meeting now. I rounded it up fucking fast. there we go, my document says it online.